All right, folks. This is Joe and Brianna, your host, the Fullerton Informer, coming to you live from the busted up streets of Fullerton, California, on this Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. Coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of truth, bringing you information hidden in plain view. And the ramifications of your reception and intake of this information is all up to you, ladies and gentlemen. My contact information is P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California, 92834. On the web at thefullertoninformer.com, wifidangers.com, celltowerdangers.com, vaxdangers.com. Quite a few other .coms out there, folks. And of course, if you want to email me, joeimbriano777@gmail.com. All right. So, you know, folks, the last operation they ran, this COVID operation, I said all along was a dry run, and you know, just testing and flexing the infrastructure, people's responses to draconian legislation and action and restrictions on things that no one ever thought would be restricted, right? Like travel and purchasing and your ability to operate a business. You know, the best way to get the team ready for the game is to practice, okay? You know, I'll never forget growing up, I remember we used to go camping at this place called Campland in Mission Bay. And I was just, you know, I probably was in fifth or sixth grade, you know, and I would see the Mission Bay High School football team practicing on the football field, because I would be fishing for mullet in the channel. I'd be trying to snag these mullet on the bridge. I think it was Garnet Avenue. And I would literally catch these mullet with these cars. I'd be yanking these things out of the water, right? But I saw these high school students who I thought were these big, strong men at the time practicing, drilling, going through different plays over and over again, trying different plays over and over again. And I could hear the coach yelling at them, and the kids were, you know, I could hear them, right? They were drilling, getting ready for prime time, getting ready for the real performance, right? Getting ready for the game, the operation. For many years, we have been trained by the movies, by the schools, music, magazines, the cartoons, the comic books, the science fiction novels, and even the scientific community itself for pandemics. I believe the next operation is going to be Marburg. Marburg is allegedly a disease caused by an alleged virus related to the alleged Ebola virus. And the symptoms are very high fever, stomach pain, cough, and coughing up blood, right? Ebola is allegedly caused by a virus, and the disease that is allegedly caused by a virus is what's known as a hemorrhagic disease, to where, like, you internally bleed and you just cough up blood, right? Now, we've been told over and over again that Ebola is a disease that is allegedly caused by a highly contagious virus. And we have been told that Marburg is caused allegedly by an alleged virus. And I think the origin of this alleged virus was back in the 60s when they were playing around with African monkeys in laboratories in Germany. I think it was Marburg, Germany, where this originated. I think that's where it got its name. But once again, here we go with the monkeys and the bats, right? And they're telling us that Marburg is Marburg is transmitted, the alleged Marburg virus is transmitted via bats, right? You know, folks, I garden and grow things, and I've had my share of dealing with compounds like perlite, right? And peat moss, right? And compost. And one of the really neat components you can add to soil in gardening is bat guano. Let me repeat that. Bat guano is an amazing soil additive. It's basically bat poop. It's stuff that's scraped from the bottom of these caves where the bats live. And if you put this in the soil, it's great fertilizer. And it's been known for thousands of years to be great fertilizer. That's what people have been using for thousands of years for great fertilizer in places where there's bats, right? Well, you know, I haven't purchased bat guano in a while, but I remember a couple years ago when I was frequently using it in my tomatoes and my eggplants, that, you know, it had all these warnings on the bag, just like the perlite had the warnings on the bag. You know, perlite's this white, chalky, not chalky, but it can become like a chalky powder if you grind it up, it gets airborne. And look, folks, you don't want to be intentionally inhaling silica dust, but for crying out loud, you go to the beach and you're inhaling silica dust, okay? But my point is, I never wore gloves with this bat guano. I never wore a mask when I was mixing the dirt. I breathed all kinds of bat guano. Bought our house and setting rat traps, and there was rat droppings in the attic, and I didn't care. I was up there breathing without a mask. You know, I'm not gonna tell you to walk around with a mask on, folks, because I personally have been in situations where, you know, I've swept up you know, coyote poop or raccoon poop or, you know, dried up raccoon poop or dried up rat poop. And I didn't have a mask on. I didn't get sick. So how have people for thousands and thousands of years dealt with bat poop and not gotten sick? Well, like I said, we're being told that this alleged Marburg virus that is allegedly caused by this type of virus can make you have these symptoms. Now, I can tell you there's a lot of ways to start coughing up blood, okay? There's a lot of things that can happen where you can cough up blood, okay? And the main reason why you cough up blood is going to be from internal bleeding, right? Now, there's also a component that I believe is going to be an issue, and that is going to be the difficulty to breathe, right? And how can you make it hard to breathe, folks? Well, you know, the gas exchange in the lungs is a very delicate process. And did you know that it's very unhealthy to sleep with a fan on? Did you know that? Ideally, every breath you intake, you exhale, you bring in all the inert gases of the atmosphere, and your body sifts through that, and it absorbs oxygen gas, right? And what ends up happening at the very instant you exhale, you're exhaling carbon dioxide and water, okay? So my point is, it's an amazing gas exchange process that takes place in our lungs. And it needs to be really still and quiet in terms of air movement. You don't want to have any opposing forces that interfere with this gas exchange, like a fan or a vacuum. You ever stuck a vacuum cleaner on your mouth? You know how quickly you can die from sticking a vacuum on your mouth? Yeah, just like those those Masonic astronauts went up there in a Halloween costume and a paper mache jalopy into a vacuum, right? Oh my gosh. I can't take it. I want to talk to you about something that you're all very familiar with, and that is a compound called hydrogen peroxide. Any of you ever, and this is all related, that's why I'm tying this in. Any of you ever scraped your knee on the ground playing ball or sliding in baseball, or have your child get injured and have a scraped up, whatever. So you get this big abrasion on your knee or your arm or whatever, and the first thing you want to do is wash it with water, clean it up real well, and then you want to pour some peroxide on it to clean up the wound, right? And have you ever noticed when you put peroxide on a wound, it kind of foams? You know, that's the free oxygen, the oxygen molecule. It's an oxidizer, folks. Oxygen's very reactive, and it can also clean things up, you know? And that's why peroxide's so useful, because it basically reacts with stuff and changes its chemical composition in the process. It's an oxidizer, right? So after a couple of days, you got a scab, right? And I will tell you right now that once you have a scab form on a wound, you want to leave it there. That's your body's healing process. What happens if you put peroxide on that scab a couple of days later? It will dissolve the scab, right? You don't want to put peroxide on a wound that is in the process of healing. You don't want to reoxidize something that your body is trying to encapsulate. Now, I want to talk to you about things that can make you bleed internally, all right? The reactive oxygen species generating systems in the air conditioning systems can make your lungs bleed if they're turned up high enough. It's amazing. All you hear about in nutrition, you got all these circus clowns selling all these supplements, right? All these, all the benefits of antioxidants, right? We're being told that antioxidants are the things we should be buying, right? Taking all these antioxidant supplements, right? And they're selling all these antioxidant supplements. And yet, these same crooks will never tell you about the oxidizing systems they're putting in the air purifiers, in the classrooms, in the air conditioning systems, in the classrooms, in the buses, the trains, the airplanes. You know, I talked about what they were installing during the lockdown. They put stuff everywhere. They put weaponized Wi-Fi systems everywhere. They put these weaponized air conditioning purifier systems everywhere. All right? They have either bipolar ionization systems installed or cold plasma reactive oxygen species generating systems installed, which basically create these free radical oxygen molecules that are very destructive. And the reason why these are allegedly used as air purifiers is they literally oxidize and destroy bacteria, and also react with pollutants and microscopic particles by oxidizing them and changing their chemical composition. What do you think these reactive oxygen species do to your lung tissue? What do you think these reactive oxygen species, these transient oxygen molecules, will do to your respiratory tract in high concentrations? Well, you don't hear about reactive oxygen species being introduced into your environment. All you're told is to buy antioxidants by the pill-pushing vitamin salespeople. And by the way, I've never seen a freaking vitamin tree, okay? So get off of this supplement crap. And you know, I don't sell that garbage because I don't believe in it. You know, if you want it, I'll tell you right now, if you want vitamin C, You need to have about 300 other compounds that occur in nature for your body to properly absorb, uptake, and utilize it. That's why you have all these things inside an orange, like the white part and the bioflavonoids and all these things that are required to properly absorb the nutrients. You think you're going to get ascorbic acid and magnesium stearate to make your body healthy out of a bottle? You're nuts. My point is you hear all about antioxidants, but nobody wants to talk about the oxidizers, because that is the weapon. Can you believe that all these cars have these weaponized ventilation systems in them? Yeah, you got one of these new cars. You think you like all these gadgets, don't you? You love how you have your Wi-Fi everywhere so your child can put an infertility pad in their lap in the back seat and burn up their ovaries connected to the Wi-Fi in your car everywhere you go. Isn't that great? Oh, you got this air purifier, right, in your car, right? Oh, yeah, you got these cabin filters and all that. You don't think this stuff's a weapon, folks? You don't think things can be remote controlled in your car? What do you think is going on? What do you think? Do you really think they're coming up with all these inventions to help us? Really? You think that they have our best interests in mind when you turn on the television and look at what they're doing to your children at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon with these cartoons, with these video games, with these movies? Are you kidding me? Everything's a weapon. Why do you think they're making the old stuff go away that isn't a weapon, right? Yeah, they can make you bleed internally. They can hit you with a microwave beam. You know what microwave weapons do? They cause hemorrhaging. And why is it that it's always the rats blaming the bats, blaming the monkeys, right? It's always some obscure jungle location in the movie. It's always some obscure location in the jungles of Africa, right? In these far removed regions, right? Or it's a laboratory, a bioweapons laboratory in like China or Germany or something, right? The rats are always blaming the bats, aren't they? It's unbelievable. So is it out of the realm of possibility to consider that with all of the wireless infrastructure that is in plain view, all these towers everywhere, these massive towers, and I don't care where you live, they're everywhere. If you haven't noticed, the telecom boom during the lockdown was insane, right? And they've got all these additional frequencies they've added, including millimeter wave. They can induce hemorrhaging if they want to turn this stuff up. And by the way, they can target people. What do you think the AirPods are? The AirPods are a tracking system. So is your phone. So is anything Bluetooth. Whatever you got, your dumb watch or whatever they call those things that, you know, you think you're Superman or Wonder Woman walking around with that smartwatch when that's really a dummy watch. Right? They can track you, they can triangulate, lock onto you, and then they can beamform you, and they can do whatever they want with you, and they can blame it on whatever they want to make people think whatever they want so they can get people to do whatever they want them to do and not limited to lining up in a long line with a mask on outside of a facility where everybody inside is an allopathic petrochemical pill-pushing pimp wearing a butcher's coat with a syringe ready to violate you and your bloodstream, right? Do I make myself clear? Folks, you know, there's more than one way to make people cough up blood, okay? Now, while they're gonna continue to tell us that an alleged virus called Ebola is allegedly responsible for hemorrhagic symptoms, you can look up what high levels of microwave exposure will do, and you can look at what reactive oxygen species can do, all right? And these are two different electromagnetic weapon systems. But they have all become ubiquitous. They've changed over all the cruise ships. They've retrofitted all the airplanes. They've put these in all of the schools, hospitals, public buildings, office buildings, apartment buildings, air conditioning systems that you just had put in your house. I've seen these boxes that go inside the ducting. I know people who work on the production lines where they make these things. I know what goes into these things. These things are powerful. Folks, open your window. Folks, open your eyes. Folks, open your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls, open your heart to Jesus Christ. Seriously, open your heart to the truth. And you know, once you name the name of Jesus Christ, the name that's not allowed to be used in its proper context, place of authority in any Hollywood production, any movie, you will understand how we have the victory. You need to have some discernment and realize that it's a cookbook, folks. You know, there's a lot of information out there on reactive oxygen species and the harm that they can cause. You know, if you've ever been to a slaughterhouse, and I've been to a slaughterhouse when I was younger, and a friend of mine who told me about where they made sausages, and he showed me the line where the meat comes down that goes into the sausages. It's all these innards and tumors and everything else. And he told me never to eat the sausages for that reason. But these places, you know, there's all of these like, you know, there's sliced carcasses all over the place. They use reactive oxygen species generating systems in there so that these reactive oxygen species descend on the dead flesh and kill the bacteria that's growing on the surface film, okay? And it's a constant, it's a constant release of these transient oxygen species to keep the bacteria at bay, right? They can't get rid of all of it, but they keep it under control this way. Folks, do you know how destructive that is to lung tissue? Okay. Do you know how destructive that is to the lining of your respiratory tract? Now, what are we hearing about? You know, Orange County's declaring this state of emergency over this RSV thing. There's supposedly all these respiratory viruses, alleged viruses that are making children sick. I don't doubt children are getting sick, folks, because they're, you know, they're staying up all night. They're not sleeping. They're in front of blue light. They're on, you know, video games all night. They're drinking energy drinks and they're eating junk food and things like Uncrustables and microwaving popcorn and eating candy and drinking diet sodas. And you know, they're breathing, you know, the weaponized air because their parents have, you know, got these yuppie cars with this yuppie Wi-Fi and these yuppie air filters and these yuppie air purifiers and these yuppie gigantic screens everywhere. And they're in these yuppie classrooms with a yuppie infertility pad in their lap, getting yuppie curriculum jammed into their brains, staying up till 2-3 in the morning doing their yuppie homework to become part of the yuppie army of subversive agents that are going to destroy the world with their yuppie brainwash, right? But they're sicker than a dog because they eat crap, they don't sleep, they don't exercise, they don't get any fresh air and sunlight. And that's why children are sick, because it's getting cold. It's the days are getting shorter. They don't go outside. Parents close up the windows and turn on what? The heater, right? Yeah. I feel sorry for children that have morons for parents. And that's part of the reason why I've done what I've done for so long, is trying to, you know, wake people up so they won't be morons and ruin their children, right? Unfortunately, the moronic phenomenon is a real tough nut to crack, because it's chic to be an idiot, okay? And the bottom line is this moronic mindset is so ingrained in our culture that it actually is espoused as for lack of a better term, I guess, a measure of intellectual prowess. You know, you got to have the latest and greatest gadget and have your poor child in the latest and greatest weaponized classroom, right? Folks, we are surrounded by propaganda and poison, all right? And unless we realize that we are being coached and conned into killing ourselves with all these trinkets and accoutrements and gadgets, they're going to win, okay? You know, during the lockdown, you weren't allowed to go anywhere at night. And I remember, you know, they had all this troop movement going on because I don't live too far from the railroad tracks, you know, a few miles to the south of me. And from my driveway with a set of binoculars, I can watch the trains, right? And I've got some really good binoculars, folks, and I can see a lot of things really far away. And yeah, you know, you'd hear these trains coming in really heavy and bogged down, and then you could hear them coming back. They're coming from the military bases and heading to the port and vice versa. And, you know, then we were under a curfew. Remember that? You know, the COVID curfew. You couldn't go out after 10 o'clock. That's when a lot of the troop movement was going on and military equipment was being moved around. And then, you know, the white vans all over the schools and the colleges and these buildings. Remember they were installing all this stuff? All the schools got their air conditioning upgrades with the federal infrastructure bank money. And, you know, the Project Inkwell made sure that all the schools got their Wi-Fi upgrades. And folks, they can do whatever they want to do in these classrooms via remote control. They can control the quantity of the reactive oxygen species emission in the HVAC system. They can turn it up or down or on or off. They can do the same thing with the Wi-Fi systems. That's a microwave beam, folks. Wireless radiation is a microwave beam, and they can aim it at you, but you can also block it. Hello there, can you see me? Hello there. I don't know what else to say except wake the heck up, folks. You want me to shave it all off? Ha ha, yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I'll come out looking like Joe Rogan, huh? That's shill, right? Maybe I can come out looking like Joe Rogan and put a blow-up doll of Alex Jones in my car and start letting him yell at me, right? Remember these? Remember these gigantic discs? Well, you can get them for about $2 a pop on eBay. They're great for bouncing back the beam, right? All right. All right, folks. For those of you who don't understand what's coming, another outbreak is coming that's going to be caused by an alleged virus called Marburg. And there's going to be people coughing up blood, and there's going to be people sick, and there's going to be people in the hospital. Right now, the beginning is they're keeping the respiratory virus narrative on the tracks. You know, you're hearing about respiratory viruses, this and that and the other, folks. I remember for as long as I can remember, as soon as it started getting cold at night and people started closing their windows and turning on their heaters and taking that dusty, dirty blankie and keeping it too close to their head on a pillow that's dusty and dirty with the windows closed and the heater on, burning up all the oxygen, and staying up all night drinking hot chocolate and eating a Reese's Puff cereal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, people started getting sick. Okay. And they don't get any sunlight because they're, you know, by the time they get up in the morning, it's dark. By the time they get out of the classroom and come home, it's dark. So, you know, they're cut off from fresh air and sunlight. Of course, you're going to get sick. Do you understand? All right. You don't want any weaponized air conditioners in your home, classroom, car, hotel, anything. You don't want to be a victim of having damage from weaponized air conditioning and heating systems. And you don't want to be the victim of a microwave attack. And you don't want to end up in a black body bag on the nightly news as a victim of the Marburg virus. This is Joe Imbriano, your host, coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ, P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California, 92834. On the web at thefullertoninformer.com. WifiDangers.com, VaxDangers.com, CellTowerDangers.com. Take care, folks. Oh yeah. The beard, huh? There is this thing that a couple of videos out there that say I'm a woman, but boy, man, this would take a lot of hormones. See you later.